This is Kyle.
This is Richard on Midnight with Robert Shaw Ascended.
Yes, we're going to talk about Jupiter Ascending. We just saw it.
Did we see it or did we experience it?
I ascended when I saw it, Richard.
I descended it out of my butthole.
You know, I don't think you can use your Facebook post and
use yes, your Yes, I can. It's cross. It's Twitter promotion.
Oh, I see.
All right. Tweeted it, too.
That's fine, then. Okay.
It's out there now. The Wachowskis are going to be like, oh, my God, he didn't like it. What are we going to do now? Hopefully retire forever and not make any more movies.
Well, no. Andy will get a sex change. And then Lana will get a sex change back to being a dude.
That would be strange, but funny. And they could do a sitcom about it.
They will.
It's called the Wachowski Kooky Wachowskis. One's a man and one's a girl. Now they're switched around.
And Matthew Perry will be on it too.
Exactly.
He'll be their angry landlord.
It'll be another failed pilot for Matthew Perry.
Oh, amen. Amen. Now this movie is another one from the Wachowskis.
Yes, it is.
Who have done Cloud Atlas, which we didn't like.
No.
Speed Racer, which I mildly enjoyed.
Speed Racer's fine.
Yeah, it was alright.
Speed Racer's good.
I own it, so it's not terrible.
Matrix 1 is fine, but I don't think they had anything to do with it.
I love the first one.
There's a lot of debate on whether they even wrote that movie.
Really? Who did they say wrote it?
Well, some woman tried to sue him. I think she won because she said it was her idea.
Oh, wow.
But, again, it's
very Hollywood.
Machines and time travel and altered reality is something that's been around forever, so I think anybody can make claim on that.
Oh, no. I think you're right.
So who cares? Yeah. But I think, if I remember correctly, they did lose that case. I think the woman won. $10 million or something. But
Hollywood,
you never work again, but
no.
You get your money, though.
Sure,
so that's
yeah.
Fine.
I like the first one. I thought the second one was okay.
Yeah, third one's a piece of
yeah, that's a
garbage.
Terrible movie. Terrible. And here we have Jupiter Ascending.
Not enough lesbian sex.
In this one?
Like Bound, as the other Wachowski movie.
Yeah, there's no lesbian sex in this movie. There is sex with people with, like,
there's whatever.
There's
a very strange orgy scene, which makes no sense, and of course it has to be in this movie because the Wachowskis did it.
Well, this movie was very anime.
Yeah.
A lot of anime elements in it. You get dragons, you get weird sex, people with wings, dog animals,
the
strange bee references.
The ugly girl from Cloud Atlas, the ugly Korean girl.
Oh, yeah, she is...
She's in it for about 5 seconds as a bounty hunter that you don't see ever again for some reason.
No, they come and go and serve the plot as much as Richard's asshole.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Very pointless. But this movie centers around Jupiter Jones, who comes from a Russian cleaning family.
Yeah.
Who somehow aspire to own telescopes.
No. They wanted a get-rich-quick scheme with her eggs.
Right, that was her cousin.
That's how they find her in the first place.
And then the one thing that didn't make any sense early on, aside from a great many things, was who owed what money to what mob. That was never really explained.
Well, that's what they said. I didn't even catch that part.
Well, because they got killed by somebody.
Who?
Her parents or whatever.
I think that was just a random robbing.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think it had anything to do with anything.
I always assumed it was like some like mob hit.
No, I think it was just a random, they robbed their house and he got killed. Like, that's what makes it so fucking stupid. It's a pointless backstory. Like, that's great. Why don't you just have it be a normal thing? Like, oh, my dad left my mom.
No.
She's been in America. They have to make a whole point that she's an illegal immigrant.
That was a big point early.
It's like, you know what?
And that was so annoying.
Yeah, screw you.
I didn't like that at all.
Political agenda.
Yeah, that rubbed me the wrong way, partially because by the end of the movie, they don't touch on it again.
No, they don't even mention it.
It's one moment and then that's it.
Yeah, right.
And gosh, that family was just degenerates all the way around.
Oh, yeah, the Russians.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They were horrible. They reminded me of that Russian guy from Spider-Man 2.
Oh, God, that was much better.
That's what it reminded me of.
You need me cake, Peter. Pay rent. Pass the rent, Peter. And then he goes, fuck off, you Russian piece of shit, when he's like the black Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You fucking Ruski. Get off my back, you cocksucker. You red. And then, she kept saying Stalin's balls. Like, that was the one thing that bugged me.
And it's like 2015.
Yeah,
it's
really?
Like,
you're still worried about Stalin? Like, he's been dead for 70 years.
I don't think you had anything any involvement with him. Maybe your parents, but not you.
Not even that. Maybe not. Maybe your grandparents.
Maybe.
Because, Jesus, they left Russia when he got killed before Jupiter was born. So that was about 1981.
Sure, yeah.
If we're going off of, like, her age.
Well, I'm just thinking more like if her parents were involved with Stalin, which I doubt.
No, not at all.
Probably further back.
We're not. Why are we even talking about this? This is such
because
a
Because Stalin's no balls nonsense. Were just... It was awful.
This is a no-nonsense part of the movie. It's just like... It's a backdrop, but it's nothing.
And
fairy dust.
Well, first of all, the humor in the movie was just abysmal. God.
No, they can't do comedy. The Wachowski... siblings are not
well I think they went to the George Lucas school of comedy
pretty much,
which is some of the worst comedy you could ever get.
But that's what I was talking to you about. I couldn't understand is how come this movie doesn't work. Why is it a bomb? Because really it's not that far off from the prequels.
No,
honestly, no. It looks just like the prequels. There's a lot of very similar shit. Like the spaceships are all Jodorowsky's Dune production paintings, basically. It's all very much like that's why you need to see that documentary.
Once I do.
You see the documentary, you're gonna be like, "Oh shit, it's Jupiter ascending." No wonder it didn't work.
The movie is fraught with problems. I think for me, one of the first things that stood out was just the CGI is so prevalent.
Yeah.
Even in the fight scenes, he's running around on these
and they're
like
so fast. It's just like I don't see what's going on. I got
yeah,
like,
you can't tell.
I got teary eye.
Very heavily edited.
Yeah.
And he's running around on these space age roller skates.
Yes.
They make him float, and I just felt like the fights had no weight to them. There's
anti-grav
no
boots, please.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anti-grav boots. Spock had them in Star Trek V.
And he will use them better.
And they looked much a lot better in that movie.
Yeah, and they served a much better purpose.
Yes. I saved you, Jim, when you fell off Mount Diablo, or whatever. What was it about
El Capitan?
El Capitan, yeah, that's right, in Yosemite.
Yeah.
No Yosemite in this movie.
No, you do see Chicago, which again gets fucked.
Oh, God, Chicago just keeps getting attacked by alien invasions. It's not fair.
No. And talk about alien invasions. Eddie Redmayne invaded this movie, but not as much as I thought he would.
No, he's barely in it.
But he overacts the hell out of it.
He's the best part of the movie.
He's great.
He's my favorite. I wanted to see more of him.
He was at least interesting.
Don't fail me again, Lizard Man.
Yeah,
I create life and I destroy it. It's like, oh, you're so good, Eddie.
He'll win his Oscar.
I'm Stephen J. Hawking. Black holes are Jupiter ascending.
How does he do it, Richard? How does he do that?
Drama school.
Ah, thank you.
He learned from the best. He learned from Lee Pace. Because acting is real.
Oh, gosh. And talk about non-acting, though. Channing Tatum has nothing to do in this
movie.
He's
really just a blank slate in this movie. He doesn't do anything.
And I typically
like
him.
He's not emotional.
No.
Yeah, like, he doesn't do anything.
He's just a robot.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'll kiss you now. Okay. It's like there's nothing to him.
There's no emotion.
And that love story is so forced.
When she
so
gets
forced.
Kidnapped. When
yeah.
It's like he doesn't really care. He goes after her. But
yeah.
More of it out of duty as opposed to like any real interest.
Well, it's like what Sean Bean said. He goes, you finally found your pack. Because he's like a wolf without a pack.
Yeah.
So it's Chuck
jerk
Norris.
Off.
But Chuck
like,
Norris
screw
can
that.
Kill everybody's pack.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris don't need that shit. Don't be a pussy, Channing.
No, there just wasn't any fun to it. It was just dull and lifeless. And I just got tired of it pretty quick.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I felt like all the CG was really wasted. Like, the alien designs were cool, but they didn't have anything to do.
I think the audience was afraid to laugh, but you made them break that fear.
I think so, because I laughed quite a bit.
You were laughing the whole time.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
And people were going, oh my God, what's he laughing at?
Were they really?
Yeah, and I heard someone say, gosh, what? Maybe he made the movie. Maybe it was Lana.
Maybe because those people applauded.
My movie. Yeah. Why? Because it's a piece of shit, Lana.
And also, I thought the music didn't go with it at all.
Oh, the music's ridiculous. It's really bombastic.
Yeah, and there was like I said earlier, it's very Disney.
Yeah.
And that's what I came across. Like, there's these dark action scenes, but then there's this Disney music playing over, and it just didn't match the scene at all.
Well, Michael Giacchino is like the closest thing to John Williams in the modern world.
It's true, yeah.
He's very John.
He's good. He's good. Though.
He's good.
But
I like
him a lot, but
yeah, yeah.
This just did not fit. I think it would have fit another movie, but just not this movie.
Right.
And I thought the cinematography was very TV. It felt kind of sitcom.
Is it
style.
TV or is it just? It's just because it was all CG.
It just felt flat.
Is it just because
the lighting
was
boring?
In studio. It was all like in a room, not anywhere.
Like let's just light these people in a two-person scene and just get it done.
But we do have to give it its good marks, the intergalactic bureaucracy scene.
That was my favorite scene.
That was really well done.
Yeah, I thought that translated well. I also liked, there's a certain element where, because there's multiple robots, are all the same, and one robot runs into himself.
Right.
Which I thought was kind of a funny bit. I like that a lot. And then,
the Terry Gilliam cameo was nice.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I kind of like that. But yeah. At the same time, it's like, oh, the rest of the movie is nothing like that sequence.
And I like to... It comes
out of nowhere.
Because, like, all the sets were, like, fully built, pretty much. I mean, they looked really constructed. There's a lot of, like, just material to it, texture.
Yeah.
It felt, like, lived in, which was very different from everything else. But, yeah, this is a great scene. I thought... Like, outside of that scene, like, that movie, if you put it into a different context, you could watch it and be like...
Right, yeah.
This is a great way to construct a kind of a montage story scene pretty well.
And the whole bit where, like, he had to bribe the one guy.
Yeah, because
he
just, that was funny.
Like, he used to be that alien language all of a sudden, which that comes out of nowhere, but whatever, that's fine. No nitpick.
No.
It's like all of a sudden there's one guy that speaks an alien language when everybody's a fucking alien.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense either. But yeah, whatever, it's fine. No.
They always gotta do that shit. They always got in movies. They always gotta be like, they have to explain. Well, you know, they have a patch so you can understand alien language and blah blah blah. They didn't really do that in this movie though. Everybody spoke English.
No, and then I liked how in the beginning her dad spoke Russian for like one sentence.
For a second, yeah.
But then he speaks English.
Yep.
He doesn't even know if that woman speaks English.
We can't afford to use subtitles. We spent it all on the fucking anti-grav roller skates.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I never felt any action scene. Like, I didn't care. I never felt invested.
They're boring. They're just like lots of blow-ups, but it's like, I didn't care. There's like nothing to it. Like, I don't know.
And then like the final action sequence is not related to any harvest, which I thought was a complete waste of an opportunity.
No, basically, Jupiter, he crashes through the dome, and the Jupiter storm basically comes into the dome structure
And like
wreaks havoc and blows.
So that's pretty easily done for just like one little ship to do it.
Yeah, right. They didn't really work too hard on the dome, I guess. They just construct it. Maybe because he whispers so much.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe they could understand.
Is that the guy? Is he here?
It's the black guy.
I don't know. Well, we have a robber in the neighborhood who might be coming by later, so we'll see.
Yes.
So Richard is not wrong when he describes him as black. That's what they described him. That's what the wanted posters put up. So that's what we're looking out for.
They're looking for an African American. Detective Lee Pace is on the case.
And spoiler alert: Sean Bean doesn't die.
That was surprising.
Yeah, there was one scene where he was ripe for killing.
Yeah,
and he lived. Him. He lived.
That's because he's part B.
He is in this movie. He is part B. That is true.
Like the insect. Genetically, he's part B.
And gosh, I didn't... He was a wasted character, too. He just comes and goes.
Yeah, everybody comes and goes in this movie.
Yeah.
It's really pointless. There's no point. And she gets kidnapped 3 times.
Yeah.
That's the structure. That's actually the 3-act structure.
It is. Perfect.
She gets kidnapped in the first act. The second act, she gets kidnapped again. And the third act, she gets kidnapped by the real bad guy.
Right.
So it's like, okay. But what's the... she doesn't fail, though.
Who?
Honestly, Mila Kunis.
Fail?
Well, you know how like, you're supposed to have the character fail?
Oh, no, that never happens.
She doesn't fail. Like, she doesn't really serve a purpose. The only thing she is she's like a stamp that everybody wants to lick because they need her stamp to get the planet.
Right.
Technically speaking.
It's almost just like, literally, it's just the audience like walking around finding out what's going on.
And it's like...
Because she does nothing in the movie.
So she's the only person in the universe that owns the claim to Earth. No,
along
other
with
planet.
Other stuff, I think.
But they never go into that. It's like, basically, it's just Earth. And that's what they're going to harvest next, is Earth. That was on the schedule.
Like they're going to do it earlier. But not,
he wanted to do it earlier.
Yeah, something stupid.
Because he wanted to destroy it so the claim wouldn't go through.
But then he doesn't even try and do it, which I was like,
that's
pointless.
That's the other thing. It's like, wouldn't you have the harvesters... Like, wouldn't that be a better ending? Like, all the
that's
harvesters
what I was thinking.
Heading
That'd be
towards
so cool.
Earth. And,
you know?
Yeah, they have to fight through the harvesters and... She stops them as they're about to destroy it, but instead it's, I'm going to destroy your awful, awful Russian family, which means, you know, who cares really, but you like them, so you save them, and she does. It's like, it gives
She doesn't even save them. It's Channing Tatum who saves them.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, she just, like, buys time,
and then she decides to let him die because she'll let Earth live.
Right, yeah.
But then Channing Tatum saves
him. So he's the savior.
Yeah. But
she's awful.
It's just, and nobody really. It's just, it's a point. It's not very good. It's just really pointless. Nothing to it. It's just, but again, it's like, it has all the action you would want from a movie. It's just, it's like that scene in Sherlock where I'm getting flipped, when he flicked the guy in the face.
Yeah.
When he flicks John Watson in the face.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me.
It's like getting flicked in the face?
Yeah, I'm getting flicked in the face and they're going, look at what you watch. Look at what I'm doing to you. You're watching my movie. You're watching this movie. Hi. I'm gonna put my finger in your eye now. How you like that? I can do that all day. This is fun. Like that's what it feels like. It's just like, fuck you, I'm making this movie to bother you.
I think they just need to make like Japanimation crap.
And they should just go to Japan and stay there.
Because I think that's more their speed. I think
that's fine.
I think if this were an animated film from over there, I think it would have been
sure
probably just garbage. But at least it would have been a cartoon that I could probably swallow better.
Let them go do their magnas and all that shit. Yeah, go to Japan and go away. Let someone else have your money for a budget.
Because I swear, in the next one, they'll have some tentacle thing having sex with something.
Well, they go that far almost in this.
It's close.
Jesus.
But I did love how the elephant was named like Nesh after
fucking smart guys because they're smart.
Thinking. They're thinking.
They're so smart.
Yeah.
So smart. That's the other thing that pissed me off too was the whole anti-capitalist message. With all these movies,
it's garbage.
I get pissed off. I'm so sick of
Richard
this.
Was very angry about it.
Oh God, the hypocrisy of these fucking millionaires who sit on their fucking thrones and look down on us and make us watch this shit. Who basically say, "Oh, capitalism is so bad. Oh, profit is awful. Boo!" But it's like, okay, you own like 4 homes. And you have millions of dollars.
You can afford to get sex change.
Yeah, all that stuff. So, how about you give me all your money and go live in a mountain in Tibet and shut the fuck up? Like,
if only they would.
Stop trying to tell me how evil I am because I want to make money in life.
They can tell you how evil you are again when they make the Matrix prequel.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're going to do something awful and sell themselves out again. And it's like, okay, yeah, good job, guys. You're so anti-capitalist. You're so good.
Now, is that why they had the Russians in there? Because they're anti-capitalist.
Oh, probably, yeah. It's a whole socialist message at the end. Yeah. Because it's like, you can't kill those people. Let them live.
And it's communist too, because they all pool their money to buy the telescope.
Right.
Spoiler alert.
Stupid ending. We got you the telescope because you need the money, but we need the money to pay for rent and property taxes in Chicago. But no, we'll get you a $4,000 telescope.
And like a shitty one too.
You don't really use it anyway. You don't even show any interest in astronomy. So fuck it.
Yeah, I love how the mom got all sentimental when she said
it.
It's like, whatever. You know
what? Fuck you.
That's so forced.
That
they never had one conversation in the whole movie.
Wouldn't the mother be like going to PTSD because that telescope's what got her husband killed?
You would think. But again, it's like there's no emotional resonance.
They killed my husband. The golden telescope killed my husband.
It's some Indian woman now.
Yeah, it's an Indian woman. Ganesh.
She has like no empathy because they never shared one scene where they spoke to each other.
Really. It's just that montage at the beginning when they're cleaning toilets and he was like,
that doesn't count because they never talk.
No, it's boring.
She's just cleaning toilets.
Stupid.
Yeah. No, I would not recommend this movie. It is worth seeing to figure out how to make a bad movie or just finally figure out how not to.
Yeah.
But it's still a pretty terrible movie.
Yeah, but you know, capitalism's bad, and
that's the message to take away.
That's the message to take away, and you know what? They're right. We should all live in fucking huts and smoke weed and
eat grass
and not eat meat.
Absolutely. Are you ready to go to the bar?
Fuck you, Darren Aronofsky. Now I'm thinking about Noah.
You ready to go to the bar and get a drink?
Sure.
All right.
Drink to the memory of good movies.